Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Silence the Foe by Gloriaia. Horror, horror. Blood poured from my eyes. Every word you penned dug through my irises. But why boil the ink? Stuff it back in the pen. Hold one end to their jugular until they eat their stained paper. Why not pull out a fresh sheet and let your heart bleed? Color every page with the kaleidoscope of you until the light shines, various frequencies amplified, blinding our skulls until they've expanded. Mute the poet, cut off his cords, or find your voice and illuminate the stage. I promised myself I will not write about you, but here I am, breaking it in two, like the flesh of a fruit gone terribly bad. The sand breaks softly with every step I take. I like the progress until they're swept away. The waves pull me in the same way you love, so ferociously gentle with their want. No teeth, no claws, all warmth, all salt. I like it here, the place from where no one can tell the sky from the sea, where everything and nothing coexist together, where I'm neither alive nor dead, neither sinking nor floating, neither breathing nor dead, neither in love nor out. I said I like it here, where it's neither the beginning nor the ending, but right in the middle of the story. It's the closest I've come to peace, piece by piece, you see. So leave me by the sea for a while. Let me be. Let me see the world in this light, in only and only this moment. Neither the past nor the future. Let me live in the moment, let the waves pull me in. Let me think that it's you who's loving me so ferociously gentle, with your want, no teeth, no claws, all warmth, all salt. By Bushra Iqbal. The Biggest Lie by Gabrielle Kay. The biggest lie you've been told is that the world doesn't need you. That no one needs you to understand or needs you to be understood. That the world doesn't need you to know everything or anything because it is completely indifferent to you and will continue spinning anyways. Because it does. Your world wants you to stand in your feet, needs you to stand in your feet, move in your shoes, in your body, with your brain and your mind. It's the way you think, interpret, and reverberate through the halls of time. It's what colors your world, what brings vibrancy to your life. They lied to you because their innocence wasn't valued. They lied to you because their world was built on cardboard legs. They lied to you because when they opened their eyes and saw you lying there, glowing in all gold, envy was all they could see. They tried to steal it. They moved you and sat in your place, then cursed the brown lighting that wouldn't make them glow. They lied to you because they thought love was in the shine. They thought love was something you could sneak under your jacket and walk out with before getting caught. They thought love was a dark secret reserved only for those slick enough to steal it. What's not a lie is that you are the most beautiful thing this world has ever seen. You are the most kind. You try so hard every day in every moment with every breath. and way more than every beat of your heart. You are strong, and you are capable of love. In fact, you love more than anything I've ever seen. Through the murky Mississippi, to the salt, to the sea, I've never seen love like that. I've never seen love so free. You were good. Good enough to sit with me. Good enough to say your name. You are good enough to cry. Good enough to claim your pain. You deserve to have it stop. You deserve to say, "This hurts right here. Now stop." You are worthy of relief. You are joy. You are meant to glow. You are funny. You never speak too much. You have exceptional ideas and your heart's so soft it's tough. Your courage is big like a lion, which just means your heart. You are allowed to rip your prey apart, devour it, sit with your face covered in blood and still be the beautiful, majestic beast that you are. What if we all got that word wrong? What if beast only ever meant woman? What if she's the boogeyman? What if she's the kraken? What if she's Godzilla? What if she is the beast? And they lied and named her so that we would hunt her and poke her with hot iron rods and chain her with iron shackles, hoping, hoping, hoping that as soon as that final ash would drop, they could step into her light, that the light they burned up inside of her would somehow fall onto all of them. It's all a lie. It's just murder and lies. So leave them there with their thoughts. And know. Just know. Know it all. Listen and feel it and know. Because you are right. And it was all a lie. You are the beast. You are the beauty. You are the best this world has to offer. And anything, ever, that ever, ever, ever makes you feel like you're not, is a lie. I Will Sing Louder Than Bombs by Aslam Sheikh. Sleep, my child, though the night is wide. I'll hold the dark from coming inside. Close your eyes, don't hear the sky. Just hear my voice, I'm standing by. I will sing louder than bombs, louder than fire, louder than drums. Even if the world comes undone, you'll only hear your father's song. Windows shake, but your heart won't break. Not while I've songs left to make. Let the war howl, let the sirens cry. I'll drown them out, I'll sing them dry. I will sing louder than bombs, louder than fear, louder than wrongs. Even if the walls come down, you'll sleep safe beneath my sound. They may take the streets, the skies, but they won't take your lullabies. As long as I can breathe and sing, you'll never feel a single wing of war. I will sing louder than bombs, louder than grief, louder than guns. Till the silence comes again, I'll sing you peace, my little one. Words Are Fairy Dust by Misty Marie Elmore. Presumably in disbelief, I chased the star of psalms, sang a song of lamentation. Wisdom proved me wrong. Temptation swept me into her. I confessed and swam away. I look for the morning star to turn and eat the day. Baby Blue Marble by Old Fart with a Guitar. You ask me why in the world do many little things matter to me? Why in the world can't I ever let anything slide? You say I'm piling up mountains of sand I've collected from molehills. Why in the world can't I just go along for the ride? Well, it's the why in the world that twists in my mind like a mystery. When I see bandits and bullies and arrogant villains prevail, trying to jam all they can through the eye of a needle, backing up traffic for miles on the heavenly trail. All the toys of the pharaohs are in a museum out in plain sight for the whole world to see 'em. Gamblers and grifters and wannabe gods soon figure out that they can't beat the odds. Pampered or poor, you get only one tour, riding this baby blue marble on a journey around a less than significant star. You tell me Jesus is coming. Well, buddy, you better get busy. I don't think fluffing up pillows or hanging his picture will do, 'cause when he sees all the things you've done to the least of his brothers, he might be inclined to kick over a table or two. Every breath drawn from the first to the last, each life to come and each one that's past, flower and seeds, children and mamas, dinosaurs, dolphins, leopards, and llamas, highbrow and humble, all rolling and tumbling, riding this baby blue marble on a journey around a less than significant star. Be Free by Maggie Devers. Time for the chorus. The good bit we're waiting for, the sweet part, the lines we know by heart and sing out for us. You quote chapter and verse, good for you, but what does it mean? You've memorized sonnets, but that won't feed my love. Write me a poem and shout it. Like we did after dropping quarters in the jukebox, or crowded around the piano, sipping gin and soda, smoking cigarettes, oblivious to anything that didn't matter. Only there for the chorus. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.